I'm extremely busy. In fact, I have many meetings now, and I have to go to the hospital. So I was thinking, what would I would say today? I talked to South of that was, I think, report to the kind of Shira we're used to, although I don't really know precisely what it said during the Shira. But I was focusing on the menorah, focusing on Lahala's Ner Tamid, and then Rabbi Hirsch walked in. So Hirsch was only, what are you doing? So I said, I'm preparing for a Shira. It was last night about 7 o'clock for Rabbi Shakta's Shira. And he said to me, he said, oh, you're going to speak about Big Day Kahuna? So I said, I really wasn't thinking about speaking about Big Day Kahuna. And then as he talks to me, I said, you know, this year, this came out about 2-3 months ago, but I'm sure that all of you read it, but nonetheless we'll review it, part of it. I had an article called about Akrovus Kabanus Zman Hazeh in the Cold Sea. So it's a long article, but there are many parts to it. And at least two of the parts have to do with Big Day Kahuna. And I think that they convey a very fine tradition, a completely new approach to some of the questions that were raised. So I'm going to raise two of the questions I wanted to talk about. First of all, Hutra B'tzibur and Tchuy B'tzibur, as it has to do with the Kabbalah Zman Hazeh, because if you say that Tumah is Tchuy B'tzibur, then you can't bring Kabbalah Zman Hazeh. If you say that Tumah is Hutra B'tzibur, then maybe you could bring Kabbalah. I think that's the only consideration. There are many other considerations, and I actually relate to all the different questions that are bound up to this question, whether or not you can bring Kabbalah Zman Hazeh. The only carbon I think that we could even begin to think about is the Korban Pesach. Where the Kabbalists have other miniyot that would hold us back, obstacles that would hold us back. So among the two things that I discussed was the Hutra of Chuya, and which has to do also with the tzitz. That's what I'm talking about. I'm going to speak about the tzitz, and that's very directly related to the question of Chuya Hutra, and I'm going to give you a Chatzim Chaim says about this. And then try to to resolve the question that Chofetz Chaim raises. And then the second thing we're going to talk about is going to be about Tchilas Hagama of Shalash Shani. And one of the other reasons of the Niyot that are raised against Akrovus Kabbalah Zman Hazeh, Akrovus Kabbalah Zman Hazeh, is the question of Tchilas. We don't have any Dam Chilas today. We don't have Dam Chilas today. We don't have Tchilas. And practically all the Akronim, not everyone, but practically all of them, hold you cannot bring a carbon today because of even the carbon hedgehog has to wear an avnate, and the avnate has chelis in it. It's the same avnate that's wearing gadol, the same wearing hedgehog. This is the consensus that we've come to, and because of that, we have a question. And it's interesting that this question appears in Rabbi Shakta's sefer, and Rabbi Shakta brings the salvation, there for Tzadik Bracha, and he says that you must have Chelis and Chelis Ma'akev as long as that period. And I don't think it's so, actually, and we're going to go through it. And this will not be next time. My thing, the Chelis of another mine, wrote a sefer called Big Day Kahuna, which is here you don't know about it, but it's really a classic sefer. And you see a tremendous, tremendous Chelis, and the way I apply that Chelis to the whole question. Okay. So, and then afterwards, if we have time, I'll do some halachos. The Chofetz Chaim asks, and I hope you forgive me, I'll read to you some of the language of it, and then we'll explain. The Chofetz Chaim says, in the Likut HaLochus, discussing the question of Akrovus Kabbalah Zman Hazeh, Ba'amash Shehoyu Omrim Kadmoyi, She'ein Chisorin Shel Akrovus Kabbalah Betuma, he says, "V'yesh lizvon in harbe, eich nakriv betuma, ba'asher ein lanu tzitz l'ratzes." We don't have a tzitz to be meratzes. What he means is, and I kabaraso, the lachora nira the kaimelon the tuma tchuyah betzibur. And I'm going to go through that. And you go to the Rambam, you're going to find there are a lot of contradictions here. That everybody is facing these contradictions, and some people have resolved it. And I think that we resolved it in a way, and I later, to my great delight, I found a Rajbo that says to one part of what I said, and then, of course, it extends, I think, to the entirety of these questions of Tuyahutu, because Tuyahutu you have it by tzitz, you have it by Mishalto Bomas, you have it by Machlagetin Rosheshis and Nachman in Yuma above Amen Aleph, it goes to Amen Bay. What do you say, Tumu Hutu, Tumu Tchuya? If you have a base of, and the base of it, you have the Tmeyim, so you go to another base of, you go to another Mishmerish, so you go to the lengths of the earth, and, you know, according to Reb Sheshis, and according to Reb Nachman, you know, this is the question. It seems to come out like Reb Sheshis, Reb Sheshis holds the Tchuya, not Hutu. And I'll show you the Rambam, in places holds the Tchuya, not Hutu, apparently, and in other places holds Hutra and not Techuya, and it's always said explicitly, and it's very, very difficult to understand. So what he's saying here is, and this is, that's the Kavanaso of the teams to me of the Chavos Chaim. The Chavos Chaim, the Chaim will learn the Tuma Techuya b'tzibu below Hutra b'tzibu. Meaning Tuma Techuya below Hutra, so you need to have a tzitz merat. The E.F. Shalakav the Tuma, which remove over Rambam, Perik Dalet Mehilchos B.S. Migdosh Halacha Zayin. V'zeh l'shon ha-rabba. V'chein ha-tzitz meratze ha-tumas dvorm ha-krevim shenema v'hoya al-metzach aron v'nosa aron es avon ha-kadoshim. Aval eina meratze ha-tumas ha-necholim v'lo ha-tumas ha-adam shenitmo v'tumo yedua elohim kein hoista tumo ha-techuyo v'tzibur sh'ha-tzitz meratze. So he's saying that you need to have a tzitz to be meratze ha-tumo. So if you say you need to have a tzitz to be meratze ha-tumo, then we'll explain right away from the various gemaras, the machlokes between Yehuda and Shimon, if you need it sits all the time or not, and that really revolves around the question whether you hold tumah hutra b'tzibur or tumah d'chuya. V'hinei v'inyan tumah yamrin and hutra o d'chuya. V'yuchad l'gabe yamdasu shel Rambam. Anu niskolim ba'aremas kushiyot. This is what I'm writing. Hinei v'hilchas b'yas mikdash. This is important. V'hilchas mikdash parak dalet halacha yudalet and halacha tezbov. The Rambam writes. How you mix that base of tmeim, or mix that some tahorim, apa pisha rubam tmeim meis, lo yakriv el atorim. How you call base of tmeim meis, you view base of acher. How you call a mishmeres tmeim meis, mazirin al mishmeres acher. If how you rove, hakonim and iflesim shum yushlaim bizman hakavua tmeim, yasu with tumor. I'm going to show later on, I'm not going to be sure to. That when he says Rovi means that it's Rubam Bukum, it's all of the, it's in a sense that we have all the Korn and Tmeim. That's important. With Neimama Zirin al Atar, with Beisov Acher, why do we have to do it? We have a Mishmeres. The Mishmeres is responsible for that Mishmer. So why do we have to go and get another Mishmer for it? So he says, and the Rambam continues, Mipnei Mama Zirin al Atar, with Beisov Acher, Mipnei Shahatuma Lohutra Betzibur, Ella Bisura. The Rambam says the Ferish here that Tumah is what? The Chuya, and Tumah is not Hutra. But you find in the Rambam that you see over here that the Rambam holds it as Chuya, and this has to do with the Machlokes of Sheshes Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman holds that. That Tumah is Chuya, and it seems that he holds that the halacha Rav Nachman. But the halacha immediately before this halacha, in the same Rambam, halacha. I think it's Hey. I can't do. Who posted Vizel Shono? Vein hatitz meratze el bezman shu al mitzcho shenema v'hoya al mitzcho tomid l'ratzon l'sh. Now, so the Rambam, I don't know if you know this, but I'm going to go through it. Why would I say that if you say that if the tzitz is not on your head, it's not maratze, why would I say that that means that tumor is hutra and not tumor tchuyah? Does anybody know? You see, maybe reverse when you just look at it superficially without knowing it. But why was it? And I'll go to it. Because the truth of the matter is, you have in human that same inyan. It goes a little further. It's already in Dav Zayin Omid Beis. You begin the inyan begins with Sheshu Rav Nachman Dav Vav Omid Beis at the bottom there, the last 8 lines goes all through Dav Zayin Omid Aleph, and it goes into Dav Zayin Omid Beis, and you finally come to the machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. So what is the machlokes over there? So it says this.
V'alo ha-gomor ha-shom kovas ha-machol ben Rehuda Rav-Shimon ha-la-kura i-amrin in tumah hutra or tumah tchuyah. V'shir Rehuda sove at tumah hutra v'lochim ratza at this dafka zman shizhu al-mitzchah shakoyin gadol. What does he mean? And later on maybe I'll say it again. Do you have your, is Eli Bellas on here? Oh, here he is. Because later on he did a very, he helped me a great deal. He brought a tremendous, he marked a certain thing, and then of course we developed it and became a very big Kiddush. From Sanhedrin, which we were doing last year, just fortuitously we happened to do Sanhedrin and we were doing these in Yonim, and we were actually learning these in Yonim when suddenly I was doing this, and has nothing to do with what I told you at the beginning. I'm 89 and those things. Now, I just want you to know who this gentleman is. Look at him, he's so embarrassed. Okay, so this is what it is. The Gemara there is, Machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, whether or not you have to have tzitz al mitzvah or not. So Rabbi Shimon says, you don't have it. It doesn't necessarily have to be. The tzitz is meratze afilo al mitzvah shakoy. And Rabbi Yehuda says, that's only meratze al mitzvah shakoy. So he says, Rabbi Shimon says, how can you say that? Halo Yom HaKippur? Yom HaKippur, you know that the Kohen Gadol doesn't wear the tzitz. He's not allowed to wear the tzitz. He only can wear, he wears a plain big day, the sheish, and that's all he wears. He can't wear pishtan, he can't wear tzitz. So he says, why? Well, see, Yom HaKippur, it's meratze, even though it's not a mitzvah. So Rabbi Yehuda says, Hanaf Yom HaKippur, that's too much hutra betzibur. What's up about Yom HaKippur? Yom HaKippur is a tumah hutra, but everybody admits the tumah hutra. That's a hutra of a tzibur. So how do you mention? That's an exceptional case. You can't learn from that exceptional case. So the Gemara says, that's really the machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. That Rabbi Yehuda holds that it's tumah hutra. Since this is a tumah hutra, therefore you don't have to wear, therefore, on Yom HaKippur, even though he doesn't wear the tzitz, it's batir the tumah. You don't need the tzitz to be matir the tumah. It's not a din that the tzitz is matir even though it's not a matir. You don't need the tzitz altogether because it's tumah hutra betzibur on Yom HaKippur. It's an exceptional case. Halach Yom HaKippur tzitz. Whereas Rabbi Shimon holds that there is no difference in Yom HaKippur and Gleil. Yom HaKippur, the tzitz is also meratza. Just like I say all year long, the tzitz can be meratza al mitzvah la mitzvah. So in Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol doesn't wear the tzitz. Nonetheless, it's meratza. So we see that the machlokes comes down, whether you wear tzitz or not, if you have to wear the tzitz or not, that depends if you hold tumah hutra or tumah tchuya. If you hold tumah hutra, then you have to wear, then you hold like Rabbi Yehuda. Then you have to wear the tzitz all the time. The tzitz is not ratza unless it's on. If you have any burris ratza, you don't need the, if you have any time of hutra, you don't need the tzitz altogether. And Rabbi Shimon holds tumah tchuya. So here's the Rambam paskins, that you have to wear the tzitz all the time. But it sits to be baratza in the other case, except for Yom Kippur. You have the tzitz have to be on the mesach all the time. So he doesn't hold like every shiva that says ben al mesach la mesach. What does he hold? He holds it's only baratza when it's and Rabbi Yehuda holds it's only baratza when it's al mesach. So Rabbi Yehuda holds it. So you see the Rambam Beferish here holds like Rabbi Yehuda. He holds tumah hutra. And we just now said the Rambam himself says the Beferish. To Mutchuya. Not going to the dinner base up. So this kasha, by the way, is the Kesef Mishnah mentions it. And the Kesef Mishnah says, right on, and Allah Kesef, I think it, here he was there, Umevi es harimi kurkus. By the way, I'm just saying, you know, this is 25 pages, I'm only about 4 pages of the things. So don't think it's, and I'm explaining to you, which is not in here, okay. So this kasha that I'm asking you is not a kasha that I ask you, it's a kasha that the Mikukas is that the Kesef Mishnah brings. The Tirits, and he says, Shesover Rabbeinu Shaosa Kushayna Mukratas Lomate. Vitiris Lokal Rabbeinu, he says, you know, the Gemara over there, when it ended up, that he says, that Rabbi Yehuda says, Hanach Yom HaKippurim, that Yom HaKippurim is a special case over there, we say Tumah Hutra, not that. That really, that doesn't mean that Rabbi Yehuda really holds that way. The Gemara wanted to be doyech that teretz, that kasha they asked Rabbi Yehuda. But they figured they didn't have to really be doyech that. They could have found some other teretz on it. We don't know what other teretz they could find at. That's one of the problems that we have. There doesn't seem to be any other teretz they could find at. But this is what he says. He did. Now what happened on here, and this is where Eli comes in. And in we were doing Sanhedrin last, we were learning Sanhedrin together, and we were doing this tomorrow, we didn't, in fact. And then when I was going over this with him, this year, he says, you know, that's the Gemara in Sanhedrin, and it was a tremendous, Vizelosh the Gemara Sanhedrin Shabbat. How many people were here last year? Who was not here last year? Okay, I'll forgive the boys who were not here last year, because they won't remember Sanhedrin. But I'll tell it to you. This is Lashon Gemara. Rabbi Yehuda says, Omer ma'abrin mitnei atuma. That you have the tzibur is tameh, that's where it seems to be. You have to be ma'aber, you have another chodesh. So that's obvious, he's holding two more tzchuyah. You have two more hutra, then you're supposed to do it on the first day. If the rov tzibur is tzmeim, so then you bring the korban pesach on the first. Pesach, even though it's tummy, you don't have to be maver, make another chayush. The fact that he says maver, he holds it's not hutra, he holds it's tchuya. Alma Yisrael Rav Yehuda, the Gemara says that means the Rav Yehuda holds tuma tchuya mitzibur, tuma tchuya mitzibur. Vosan yitzitz ben sheyeshno al mitzvo ben sheino al mitzvo veratze divrei Rav Shimon. Rav Yehuda omer oda al mitzvo veratze eino al mitzvo eino veratze. All the Rav Shimon Kohen Gadol, that Gemara in the Sanhedrin repeats that whole Gemara Yuma, we said, all the Rav Shimon Kohen Gadol, Yom HaKippur, Yochi Yosheinu Al Mitzvah Ratze. All the Rav Yehuda, Hanach Li Yom HaKippurim, Shetumah Hutra Mitzibur. So therefore we know that Rav Yehuda holds Tumah Hutra Mitzibur. So if Rav Yehuda holds Tumah Hutra Mitzibur, how can he say, by Erev Pesach, the Rav Mitzibur is a Tomei, that you be Ma'aber? Why do you have to be Ma'aber? If it's Hutra Mitzibur, you don't have to be Ma'aber. Well, the time is teaching law, he goofa. You have to, and the Gemara goes on further. Rabbi Yehuda, Omer Ma'abrin, Rabbi Yehuda, Meister Bechiskio, Melch Yehuda, Sheiber and Sashonar, Bibdea Tumor. Once, and there's a question on Rabbi Yehuda right from our Gemara itself. Because it says that the Rabbi Yehuda brings a Meister Bechiskio, Omer Rabbi Yehuda to me. Rabbi Yehuda brought Meister Bechiskio, that he was once Ma'abrin Ashonar, Bibdea Tumor, because the people were tummy, the Tzibu was tummy, and he was Ryumi Ma'abay. And then we say over there, Ubikesh Rachamim al Atzmo. And here's Rachmanis. Ela Kisurim Achad. What do you mean? So that means that he held, that Chizkiyah held, that Tumor is Tchuya. If it wasn't Tchuya, then you wouldn't have to be Ma'aber. If it's a Hutra, you don't have to be Ma'aber. So that shows that he holds it's Tchuya. So it goes against Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda's now saying it's Hutra, and then it's Tchuya. So you have two questions on it, of Tchuya and Hutra. So Gemara says, "Ela chisur v'chas." This is the one we did last year in Sanhedrin. V'achik tami, ein ma'avrim es hashonim b'nei atumah v'mavrua muberes. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, that's the Ketanah Kamer. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, eino muberes. You're not muberes if you make it. Well, why aren't you muberes if you want it? You have no right to be ma'avrim. Why don't you have a right to be ma'avrim? Since tumah is hutra b'tzibur, you had to keep the first pesach. You have no right to make the second pesach. So you see, Beferik, the Gemara ends up that Rabbi Yehuda holds Hutra. So what of that is a tremendous riot to what we were saying before. You remember Reba Kukas once said that Rabbi Yehuda only said that answer over there. Hana says Yom HaKippurim, Yom HaKippurim is an exceptional case because otherwise you have to steer it in the Ramas and everything else. And so he says that he doesn't tell you. So what other reason is there? But here we have a Gemara that specifically has to change the girsa. And we have to long Gemara here in Sanhedrin and change the girsa in order to make Rabbi Yehuda. The square Rabbi Yehuda in every case, and the square Rabbi Yehuda that he holds Hutra and he doesn't hold the Chuya. So it's a tremendous thing. So here's a Raya that really holds Hutra. It's not something in the Rav Gamilsa. So if it's not Rav Gamilsa, he holds Hutra. If he holds Hutra, then you're coming back to the question: how can the Rambam passes like Rabbi Yehuda who holds Hutra in the same Perek? He says the Perek expressly. He says the Chuya. And another thing, well, the Lachora Gam Lucha of Mashiach Rambam Posek by Lachy Beis, who saw it to Mahutra, he a Mishnah of our Bryce of Psoch. It says, Kate Zadoka, Satumo, he gives Manu Shalosa Korban, Vahayu Rova called Shemakriven also. Tmeim Lameis, and that's the Rambam's lashon too. Oshah you hakol Torah, vayu hakonim amakrivim Tmeim Lameis. Oshah you elu veelu Torah, vayu klishores Tmeim Lameis. This is the Rambam. Harei ze yaseh v'tumor v'yisatsku bo atveim v'atorim ke'echod v'yichnesu kulo lazoros. It seems that the Rambam here again he says tumor hutra v'tzibur and not tumor kluya v'tzibur. So, I just want to tell you that the chinuch that I made, and I'm going to that there are two kinds of situations, and it applies, and I prove it, you go with it, it applies every place you have a question of Tumah Hutra or Tumah Tchuyah. And that was never said. One part of it was said, and I found by the Raj Bud, it's the same logic. That means Raj Bud didn't extend it to everything. He was talking about Shabbos. And he's talking about Shabbos, Gemara Shabbos, talking about the Les de Mila, although he was in Kuflamet, but he's talking about this. And that is that what the Rambam says, Tchuyah means this. If it is possible to do the thing altogether in Torah, meaning through the entire process, through all the shlovim required to do that, whether it's the mitzvah of bringing a korban, or it's the mitzvah of eating on Yom Kippur, whatever halacha, or by a chol of a Shabbos, another case, if that's important, we'll discuss that for very briefly. If it's possible to go through every part of the process and never have to be mitame, then you have to go exert yourself and go around it and find a way to do it. It's tuya. You can't just take a shortcut and say it's tuya. However, if there is such a situation, you know that in the end, you'll have to be someplace, you'll have to be with Tommy. Or someplace you have to make the Easter, like on Shabbos, or on Yom Kippur, you have to eat. But I think, man, you should also be you have to eat. So you know, at one point, you're going to make the Easter of Yom Kippur. So then at the very beginning of the process, you don't have to worry about it. That's Hutra. Then you can, what's the Hutra Tchuyah? Once you know, the Hutra means you can do everything. As if you're Tzvuta, it's no longer, there's no Easter. It isn't that you have to do the best possible way. So here is the Rambam. This is the key, and I'm going to show you the Raj Bo later. Holds this, and he says it twice. He says by Shabbos, but this is, but I see it's in every halacha, and that's really the Chiddush here. It's in Tzitz, it's on this whole thing of, what we're talking about, Tumah Hutra in our cases too. And that is, again, if you can do the thing, if you, let's say Shabbos, and it's easy, and now you've got something that's standing in your way, and the easiest way is to do it. So go ahead and do it. Let's say like with Lezer and Mila over there. So Lezer and Mila, the question is that at the beginning, are you allowed to carry the Tlemach Shirei HaMila to the Brisa, not on Shabbos? Do you have to go Agagos, or you can go through Chatzeros? So Rav Lezer said you can go through Chatzeros. Why? Because later on, you'll have to anyway be Mechal Shabbos, because it already becomes Kul Adavit, because the bed you have to get them to cancel for that. And even though normally we say if you can do both things, you can do both things, you should be Maher, Rav Lezer doesn't care about that. He's been Maher. He can do both of them. He can go a little slower. So go on like God goes, instead of, so take him 5 minutes more, take him an hour, whatever it is. He can do it. So he says, no, there will come a time in this process where I have to be Mechal Shabbos. Since I'll have to be Mechal Shabbos anyway, even beforehand I can be Mechal Shabbos. That's Hutra. Even though I can get away with it beforehand. And then, and that's what the Rambam, when I gave you the Rambam, he said, if the Kohanim are tameim, or if the Yisrael are tameim, or if the Kelim are going to be tameim, he's saying with any shlav in the way of this, of the Akrovas and Kavanos, you're going to have an obstacle which you cannot circumvent. Then that means that you can be Hutra. If you can circumvent every obstacle, and ultimately not have to have the tummy tumor, not do the Isur, then it's Tchuyah. That's the very good finish, and that's the finish of the Rambam. So I'm going to show you. And as Mechenu Nami Lagave Shabbos, everyone has a question for Shabbos, because the Rambam sees it. contradict himself, right, in the same way. And it's not a contradiction, I'll tell you. You have the same kashas and everything else. What does he say over here? He writes in Perek Bey, the Hilchos Shabbos Halacha. T'chuyah hi Shabbos. He says he opens up the word. T'chuyah hi Shabbos. So he tells us, T'chuyah. Eitzos HaKadosh Lefashos. Ulam B'sof B'Halacha Beisham. In the same Halacha, he says. It says, actually, the next Halacha. I mean, in the same parish, this is Halacha Aleph and Halacha Beis. Whom B'sakein, he concludes, V'zeh L'shono. K'lolo Shadavar. Shabbos l'gav echol l'shiyesh bo takana harehi t'chol l'chol ha'dvorim sh'tzricha l'hem. I tell you, Shemash Musa, the Shabbos ain't complete now. So there's two halachos, one following hard on the heels of the other, and it's the same thing. V'ayim v'gat v'sham, sh'kot v'hedja, v'mashri v'hei sh'di if'l'gu v'tumah, ha'chi nam yif'l'gu, he said the same thing, as by tumah, applies also to Shabbos. The only one who disagrees with it is the Chassam Sofer. He says, I don't see any connection. But I saw it and you have it in the Korban Nisan, you have it in a lot of other things. They make it grow. It's the same thing. So he says, Vayim gets the Mishnah Shem, Shikos of Behedger, Zazra Mashka, the Chiehesh, the Iflagu B'Tumma, Hachinami, Iflagu B'Shabbos, the Gabichola, Imhoya, the Chuyah, Utra. But Kaimalon, Kamanda Amma, he said, Kamanda, Amanda, the Chuyah, the Chenkos of Rajwa, Varan, Omnam, shall show you go to this. Omnam, Ayin Baruch HaShulchan, that he says, when he said the word Dechuyah, he doesn't mean Dechuyah at all. He doesn't mean Dechuyah, we have the normal thing, Tumah Hutra or Tumah Dechuyah. Dechuyah means that you just push it aside. He meant here, it's simply the literal meaning of Dechuyah, not in the halakhic meaning. And he said, the Baruch HaShulchan said, the Hilchos Shabbos, Simen, he said, the Hilchos Shabbos, you have this in the Shulchan Aruch. Simen Shinchof Ches, or Shimchav Chayah, the self owes Gimel. V'chein v'hilchos milah, simen rei, samal vav, v'sof owes chavei, v'zeh l'shon, v'kos av l'shon, d'chuyah, klomar, v'shavas nitzchit, and they've given everything, v'ei kavon osa, d'chuyah, v'lohutra. Ela vadai, d'gam milah hutra, v'gam pikuach nefesh hutra. But you have it a Rambam in the contradictions over here, yeah, which we even give. And then he continued to read you out. And then he says, observe, Mashiach Kosta, Rabbeinu, Baloch Aleph, by Hilchos Refuah, Tchuyah Shabbos, Lo Rosh Shalom, Im Tchuyah Im Hutra, Rak, the Gabbai Chola, Ein, Ubechol Tzorchov, Ubechol Tzorchov, Ubechol Tzorchov, Abshe, Velo, Hein, Ubechol Tzorchov, Abshe, Velo, Hein, Lo Yomus, Rak, Kevin Shum is Sukkah and Mutzorach Lahem Shabbat. That's what the. Okay. So we see that the chilik is, as I told you before, so I bring out that by Sakharis the Pashas, by Shabbos, by Tumuhutra, by the Kabbalos, but any case that you have the question arises, Hutra or Tchuyah, so that principle which I told you is that if you cannot avoid at some point in the process to become tummy, even though it's the last point of the process, and you have five or six shlavim before that, we say that it is tumah hutra. If you can avoid it all, you have to go to everything. You have to get. That's why by the base of. If you don't have even a tummy, then you go to the whole mishmeret. You go to every extreme you can, because in the end, it'll be conceivable to do the whole thing. And I found this. The principle only in one regard. I found it in a Merome Sada. He brings the Rajba, and he says like this: Lamanti Yishuval. He's asking us generally same kind of question that we've been asking. The but on Shabbos also. The Bechol Makom Shabbal Korchok Yet Toruch LaAvor Kamo Mila B'Shabbos V'Chein Avod B'Shabbos Lachen Hutra L'Gamrei. He says it word for word. I mean, I didn't know anything about it. And I gave him a different area under the cover. And again, Ela Vadai, She'eno Ela Svar Balma, this is the Rajba, Kol She'efshe Belo Tchiyo Lagamre, Mikre Tchuyo, V'roi Lamai Kol She'efshe, Avo Masha Bal Karchach Mukrach L'Tchos, Hutu Lagamre. You know that you'll have to at some point, you have no way of circumventing, of getting around this Isur Tumor, then you're right from the very beginning, it's ready. Then it's written everywhere. L'fi zeh, I end up the way. Yesh l'yashay v'kush. es kushato shel hachafetz chayim. Zeh tzarek v'bocha. The bezman hazeh, the lekut tzitz, yesh shel hakriv korbanos betumah. He doesn't know how to do it. Although, if you read my whole article, at the end, I bring you something that Chofetz Chaim apparently got in contact with my Zayda. My Zayda was very young at that time. He wanted my Zayda to go to the Sultan in Turkey. This was about 1911, 1912. My Zayda was 31 or 32 years old. And he wrote him a letter. Apparently, he got his name. He said he's the one that he should go there. Because he was, that was the beginning of his contemplation of coming to Eretz Yisrael. Then Nishka because of his wife got sick as he was young. Then it was Nishka because of the First World War. Then he tried again in 20. They even had a housemate for him in Petah Tikva. And the Chaim Eisner didn't let him go. He said that, he told him, he said he has to go to Eretz Yisrael or sometime. He says, Kol Bokba, Bisaba, Kadisha, Omei, is Admas Kodeshi. And he made him stay in Europe because he needed Europe because the Judaism was disintegrating. Our Yiddishkeit was disintegrating in Europe. So anyway, but so later on I have, that's a problem that I have. That he says, but you know, he really wanted to go. And he says to my father, my dad, he wanted to go because he wanted to bring, he was thinking of being a Korban Pesach. So apparently he had an issue himself on this. Okay. So, he says, how can you do it? He brought rice and tumah tchuyah, and that's what I told you. From tzitz, he says, "B'tzibur nogeh akurak hefer she'ef shel asos kula b'taru u'chay gavne who debein and tzitz uratzas." Avu b'zman hazeh shekulanu tmei meisim v'ef shel asos b'taru b'shumal. So therefore, l'kul alma amin and tumah hutzur b'tzibur v'lo b'ein and tzitz. And Rabbi Akiva Eger holds that you could bring a korban pesach. And as he responds to the, he has another question, he has another question, he responds to Tzvi Talacha in his letters, in his famous letters, to try to do his front president. Okay, that is now you know something to do with SITS, which has to do with this week. The next thing I'm going to do, okay. Vihine, this is the second part that I said. And this is a tremendous fish, and this is really not my fish, except I'm happy that I was able to bring it here to this question and relate it in a way. But nobody else brings the fish. V'hine v'yachas l'fshashu shal Chofetz Chaim, yet another shash in Chofetz Chaim. She'tcheles b'bigdei kuna, hi likuna. V'imkein l'chora lo yuchel akib kogen z'man hazeh. Because you need a kohen, and a kohen has to wear the malbush. You can be a kohen hadjik, you don't need a kohen gadol. But even the kohen hedyon needs to have an avnit, and the avnit has sometimes what chenis. And then we say the drisha seal the goyim Rebbe Tzvi Hirsch Kalashet who go be mechtavo sher avam shekov neagola hagoyim Rebbe Yekiv Eger sheik shalom al esheres avod v'zman azev zon yesh ladim v'yutei kuhunet and nachonim divrei mishya melathor ches mehilchus klei migdash. Bluishness. He doesn't say the thing here that he had to pay with Dr. Lazar, as he says by six. So he goes through the whole thing and so Yerush Kalash answers him that we have it says Kliu Chelis. The Kliu Chelis we find by Big Day Kuhuna. And yet we learn the din of Tzitzis, even though it doesn't say Kliu Chelis by Tzitzis, the same halasa that we have by Big Day Kuhuna, we have by Tzitzis. So he says, so you see that Tzitzis are identified with Big Day Kuhuna. Big Day Kuhuna are identified with Tzitzis. And we know we have a pair of that today, we're allowed to wear Tzitzis, we wear Tzitzis, even though we don't have Chelis. He says, even though like we don't have chelas and tzitzis today, and we say the klu chelas, that's the same pasuk, the same phrase applies to big tikkuna and applies to tzitzis. So too, just like by tzitzis, we have raya that you don't have to wear. The Gemara says you don't have to wear. And certainly, if you shouldn't come out, you don't have to wear. You don't have to have a chelas. Chelas is not market. So some market also in a big day kuna. By an old but safer mitnine harab. So Amit Yagol, Harav Agoyim Reb Tzvi Shechta Shlita. She may be as Gishoso, Shel Moron, Harav Zatzal, Vazel Shon, Rabbeinu Hagrid HaLevi Slaveshi. This is the Zelot Shammah. This is what he says. Rabbeinu Hagrid, the lady, so I put that in the present. Tofas Bechitus. He says, Sha'afa pi, Shenechaku hatanoim imatcheles ma'akeves Bechitus, the big day kuna. There's no doubt about it. So if there's no doubt about it, you can't. That was the shash of the Chofetz Chaim is a shash, and you really can't bring kavanas. And that's the problem. Later on, the Chofetz Chaim was thinking about it. You know, he apparently he wrote the this must have written 10-20 years before he did it. So he didn't say that he can't. He said that's a shash I have. I don't. I'm not answering at that time. Or you have to think about it. Okay, but here you see that the according to Rav Schechter, Rav Soloveitchik said that you cannot. He's not at all. He doesn't mention Tzeir Shtalsh at all in this thing. That Tzeir Shtalsh says that you have to identify tzitzis with Bidei Kahuna because of Psil Tchelis, because the Gemara does identify them in certain respects. So the same thing here. If it's not Aki, but tzitzis Yumi Maki Bidei Kahuna. So Soloveitchik says no. That in Big Day Kuna you can have an argument. Is it Makay or not Makay? I mean, Big Day Tzitzit can have an argument. We pass that it's not Makay. But as far as Big Day Kuna is concerned, it's Makay. So now I'm coming to the decision. The Baruch Hashem Atzasi Pesel Eshelos Eilu Benogel Etchelos. And I took, I found it in the sefer of my uncle. He was a very different. It's the way we know him. Moshe Leib Shachar. And his sefer was called Big Day Kuna. Shefi Ani Yazai Ki Hebrew is called Anyan Ba'okhtan Lachuti. Vizela Shama. Omra Kosov. Tell me where this pasuk is. Vasu as eifel zov tchelis v'argomis v'la ashoni v'shech masu. Where's this pasuk? Where? This week's pasuk. Both things have to do with this week's pasuk. That's what I'm telling you. Then I'm going to bring another pasuk. If you get this pasuk, then I know you're going in. V'cheinu omer v'choshev v'asisa choshev mishpat ma'aseh choshev k'ma'aseh eifel ta'asenu zov tchelis v'argomis v'la ashoni. Vishesh Mazur Tasaf. So where's that pasuk? Huh? Where's it found? It's a Tava too. You see? You only have that. You know only the first pasuk. Okay. And then he brings in and all the, and you're going to see most of the Achronim bring this to Sefton. And this is Sefton. Everybody learns it to Sefton a certain way. That Tchelis is Ma'ake. From a certain deception. He brings it to Vihina Itanya Bitasef to Medachos. Perak Vav Halachabov. Tcheles Vargoman Vesalash Shani. Vishesh Mazar Ma'akim Zezeh. So it says, Pesperish in the deception. That Tcheles Vargoman Vesalash Shani Vishesh Mazar Ma'akim Zezeh. So the Pasha is everybody learned it. That it means Ma'akim. So how can you can't wear Big Day Kuhuna today? You can't wear Big Day Kuhuna today, so you can't have an Avnet. You can't have an Avnet, you can't be Makir Kabbalah. Period. But then my uncle goes on, Velo Brera Kabbalah Sefer Sefer. But it's not understood quite frankly. And here's a tremendous deal. Dimbolo ma de'ela ha'mini makvim v'Big Day Kuhuna b'yiros ha'mishkan. If it comes to tell us that these kinds, that you need to have Chela Nisargomim v'Slash Shani v'Sheikh Mazar, Ma'akev in Big Day Kuhuna of Yerios, Loma Nokit Milsa, the Ma'akim Zeh means that this one is Ma'akev this one. This one is Ma'akev this one. It's not Ma'akev this one. What is Ma'akev? It's Ma'akev the Big Day Kuhuna, or it's Ma'akev the Tzitzis, whatever you want, or Yerios and Mishkan. That's what's Ma'akev. You have four things, you have four kinds, you have Chelas, you have Agomen, you have Soloshani, you have Sheikh, and then Ma'akev Zeh, what do you mean? One is Ma'akev the other. Any one of them is Ma'akev, the Big Day Kuhuna. It's not Ma'akev one and the other. She says, Zez, not the proper Lashon. I showed this to Rav Shechter's Shrita, and he was amazed by it, and he went to it, and it's really... V'hinei, I said, V'hinei o'kei sa'akshot bohar, the Sama Mesechus Kilayim, Reish Perek Tes, Ein ha'kohanim lo shimle, l'shamesh, v'beis ha'migdosh, ela semer u'fishkin. וכן קובע רמב״ם בלחוסה. אין הכהנים לובשים לעבודה, אלו את צמר ופישתים בלבד. What's the question you want to ask? What's the question you'll ask if I said, if you will listen? The question is, why did he say tzemer upishtim? What happened with Chedetz HaGomer Tzolah Shani? What happened with all those things? Yes?
I think they were all made of wool and just dyed that color, no?
The wool and fish dye. They're made of the three of right? But so why does it say that? So that we're going to come to it. That's excellent. Excellent. What's your name?
David Bookbinder.
Oh, David Bookbinder. You're Reb Shalom Bookbinder's son, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. You're almost like your father, but not yet. Makasha. I want you to know his father was a Talmud of Avodah Yeshiva, and I was here very in Yerushalayim too. Something. Makasha. Lama kol hadava b'tzemer b'beis hamikdash. Shereviin and dafket tzemer tzavua tchelus b'argomas l'ashani. The lashon around is difficult. What you said is correct. Well, you're going to come. That's going to be the answer. But it's not going to be the answer really. But I'm going to show that that's not the answer. What you said. But you're on the derech. But the thing is that you know everybody says the Torah goes over and over. The Torah never says tzemer. The Torah tells you always that's the way the lashon of the Torah. And usually the Rambam uses the lashon in the pasuk. So anyway, that's not good. He's Cherubina Dr. Tzemet Sahua Trailer Targomas Lashon. Ubiinon Shia Shesh Majza. He should mention part of Shesh Majza too. That it should be at least, it needed a Shesh, it needed the pitch done, and it needed to be twined or twisted. Vimtain Hoyalol Latana Lahaski Beferish. As Elohamidim Shalosh Shimakonim, they shame a Shamshu Besavi. Vain Lomar! He said, and what you said, David, Vain Lomar. Vain Lomar, but you said it is important. The kavanas hatana lafuke the lo neimar sheikut tolu b'tzivonim cheles v'argomas lo hashani v'sheik mazur v'lo b'min hachomer. That we would have thought that people always talk about you need cheles, you need tolu. This is why they talk about it. So he wants to tell us that you're making a mistake. The real thing that you need is not the color is not as important as what as the material. So that's what the Rambam only mentioned, but that's a difficult answer. Well, zeh kamar to be in a semer efficient doctor. Even if you took different things, you took silk, or if you took nylon, or you took what do they put in the suits now? Polyester or anything else, and you had the same colors, it wouldn't be good. Three chalakim of tzemer, that's where they used to make it, and one chalak. It was 3-1 of Pishta. And of course, that's the question of Shatas, but they didn't Shatas, there's no Shatas. But Lulay and Mustafina meaning the Kushta, the Milsa, ain't equal El of Min HaChomer. That's not mine, that's what he said. She had Mitzar, she had Gimel Chalak, and Semer, and Chalak, and Pishta. Vein HaTzivonim, Chalas Bargomim, Solo Ashani, Likuba. He holds really, it's a mistake to think that the colors are Likuba. That's why the Rambam doesn't think it's important to mention, and I have to bring a proof to this. The Zed the Ketani B'Mishnah Ein Akonim Loshim Beis Hamikdash Ela Tzemer Pishtin. The Mishnah just says Ela Tzemer Pishtin. He said Ela Tzemer Pishtin. So Vuat Chelis Agovus Loshim. To say that. The Chaim B'Brayshim the Gemara Chulin Kufa Amitches Omer Alav Kipo Shel Tzemer Hoysa Munachas Barosh Kohen Gadol Volet Tzitz Nos and Ayin Shem Vehein Kipo Zos He Did Tzivu Akosim Liten Atzitz Apsil Chelis. Where is that Kosim? It's also the Akhtar. Kibavua Barashi Shah. Bapa became lo kori lo kipo shel cheles, ela kipo shel semen. Well, mehai timer, this is what he did say. Lo tane tane, the deceptive, the cheles are gomes lo ashani ma'akbin be big day kuhuna ubiurios. That's why they don't say ma'akbin be digger, because he's going to say this. The banis ain't kuva betzivonim, ela doctor betzemer. U kamosha madu me'a mishnah bekalayim. But Ram calls there in Yasek called Semer Lover. If you take Semer Lover and he doesn't put any colors on it, it'll be kosher. Avol im rotzel lasos kol at Semer tzavu at cheles. But if he wants to make that Semer, if he leaves the Lover in its natural state, then it's kosher. Then it's not ma'akev, the fact that you don't have the colors. But if he decides to make it only purple, he decides to make it only scarlet red, or he decides to make it only blue and not to have blue, purple, and scarlet red, then that's ma'akev, zeh. Oh, kulo argoman, o tola ashani, ain't rashoi. Vizash me in a tani de sefta. That chelis v'argoman, v'sula ashani, ma'akev, zeh. V'lo yucha lohavi, seva echod mehe.
that Sidonim ma'akfim zeh zeh. The Duke I touch on. Then I add Vibkain, one word. Borer, Shikhisor and Khair the Big Day Kuna Batso Enumake Kaima Bodo Afilu Bigmanase. Okay. Now it comes to Little Hazard. What time is it ready? Okay. I told him I no. Yeah, you have a okay. Let's see if I can do it. I can't. This is we'll try. No, just say this. Or you'll help me. No, I mean, well, I learned with him too. I can't see the words. So it's better that way. These letters wrong. It doesn't really make much difference. I say, because if you don't see the words, well, then you can read Chadish. You make your own words. That sounds better. Ba'atat itself, as B'nai Yisrael, v'yikhu elecho shemen zayis zoch. Now, does anybody have a medrash rabba here? No, I brought it here. The only problem is that it's when I try to relax it on the say it. Okay, ba'atat itself, ahudich siv. So you find a yirmiyom, tapitul biralam, zayis ranon, and then it says it's. Torah, Korah Hashem Shmeich. He says that it's Zayas Vanadim Yofi Yafiyah, and then it says Torah Yafi Yafei Torah Korah Hashem Shmeich. I don't have that word there. So he says that Hakadosh Baruch Hu, Bnei Yisrael are likened to a Zayas, to a fresh Zayas, and it's a beautifully shaped Zayas, and that's what God called your name. The Bnei Yisrael are Zayas. So the Rebbe says Bnei Yisrael are Zayas. We have Geffen the Mitzrayim Tassir. We have Zos Kamoschon. We're identified with the Tomo. We're identified with the Taino. We're identified with Keres Levana. We're identified with certain kinds of grass. We're identified with a lot of things of flora and fauna. So why does it say only? What is he making this thing that this is the essential identity? So he says Ela Maha Zayas Azeh. That it remains on the tree. I mean, Achiva Gargan also. So we leave it on the tree until it begins to shrivel. Bachakach Moridin also, Menazias. And afterwards we take it off the olive tree. And Venechot. And we beat it. And then after that, we take it. Malanos Lagas, we bring it up to a vat or to a place where they process, they make oil. And we put, after it's been beaten, we take what was beaten and we put it into a grinder. And then we grind it. After we grind it, we take ropes and take what's left over, I mean, what's there, and we bind it tightly with the ropes all around. When we've eaten Avonim, and after you tie it with ropes, you take stones and put the stones and press the stones against that. After all that, they finally give a little Shemin Zayisach. He says, Kach Yisrael. That's the same with Yisrael. That's why we are Nidmeh, or we're Domeh, the Zayis. Umos Olim. They come, the Umos Olim by him, the Choftim Osam, the Makam, and they beat us from place to place, the Choshin also, and they put us in prisons. The coast and Osun, they tie us up. And we keep in Osun, Tartyutin, and they place soldiers around us, all around us. Vahakaf. And afterwards, Osun Tshuva. Vahakodesh Baruch Hu, Onalem. Minayin Shinema Vayeh Onchu B'nai Yisrael. Vechem Vatsalacha Mutsa'ucha. Ki. El. So this is why we are considered like a Zayisrael. So this part, this Mishnah always bothers me terribly. I think it's a terrible indictment about Yiddishkeit. One would hope that I'm a Jew because of my internal conviction, not because of external compulsion. That I could be a Jew because things are good with me, not because things are ill with me. And it's so terrorist that that's the condition of humanity. We, you know, when things get bad, that's when we turn to God. We say there are no atheists in foxholes or trenches, whatever it was. But for Yiddishkeit, for us to say that, and Chazal should come along and say that that's what Yisrael. Yisrael can't be good Jews unless they're really beaten to a pulp and then they understand they come to God. Otherwise, they don't come to God. That's a very difficult thing to understand. And I made a counterpoint to this. This idea was a long time ago. In fact, I wrote a little article on it. I'm going to add much more than I have here. And I called it an olive in your martini. Does anybody here know? I mean, I'm living in different generations. I'm about four generations before you. I started right before Lincoln, my children will tell you. Doughface Buchanan was the president at the time. And what do we mean when we say an olive in your martini? It doesn't even have any resonance anymore. The people who led the good life, quote, end quote, in times gone by. So, and when I say times gone by, 10 years ago, 20 years ago, I'm not going that long. So, they had cocktail parties and they drink. And a martini is the most sophisticated kind of drink you can get. The person has been. And things are really going well with them. And if you ever know, even if you go to weddings today, they still serve martinis. You go to any wedding you want to go, even the yeshiva weddings, you go and ask them for martini. And you'd like to have, I don't think chasvachol, you should do it. On Purim, maybe you could try it. You take an olive, you put the olive on top of it, and that's like an olive in your martini, and that gives that special martini, and that only rich people could afford a little olive, and that means things are going well with you. So, I had a case tonight. I'm going to try to be very stealth about the person, you know, stealthily. There is a very fabulously rich family in America. And I don't think it will come to your mind immediately. I mean, there's some very well-known rich Jewish families. But there's a fabulous family. I just want this up for you. I told this to Rabbi Hoffman. They had an article last week in the Jerusalem Post. I couldn't get it out because my name wasn't on it. And I put my name out. I just don't know how to use the computer web very well. Maybe I have a different name. I don't know. So the what happened is they no, this has nothing to do with this. Is something else. This article I want to get from the computer because there's a Tosis, the Das Skenim Balitosis, says last week, how many people know it? It says, what is Zov? You have to bring, the Poshit says you have to bring Zov Kesed and Choshit. So what does the Das Skenim Balitosis say? Does anybody here know it? To anyone here who gives me the answer to that, I'll let him take me to a restaurant. Okay, what?
I think like
that. That's the second shot. That's very good. The second shot of Rashi. I'm asking you. I'm sorry. The second shot in the Balitosis. That's second shot. That's very good. That's the second shot. But what's the first shot? You can take me to a pizza shop now. That's another shot. That's another shot. The first shot that that's getting by Kosovo dreams is that they're people who give when they're healthy, when they're generous. They're generous people. They don't need any reason. They don't give. They give. God gave them a lot, and they see there's a need in the world, so they give. So Kashyap Briyam, he says, when they give when you're borrowing, that's Zohar. Kesev is when you give when you're cholak. You're sick, you say, ooh, I got to make. I'll bring a pigeon to the Rebbe, I'll give money to the yeshiva, whatever you do. I'll give me every 4 years. $10. That's what's called kesef. Except there is a golden hearted and there is the silver hearted. He says, the choshes is the people who give after they leave. They don't give a cent while they're alive. But after they die, they leave money in their will. He says, the people who leave money in their will are the brass heart. But there's a fourth kind. I never knew there was a fourth kind. there was an article just last week in the Jewish Republic that couldn't get out. Nobody get out. They don't let some articles, you can get out, some articles, you can't get out. You signed up. And I was signed up, I don't know, that day or that week of November. I don't remember how I signed up. They said that I didn't. I just saw they had the blurb on the first page that the 607 most munificent benefactors. They didn't use these words, of course, because they want people to understand what they're saying. But the seven most important givers in America were Jews, who gave nothing to Judaism, gave millions and millions of dollars to everything, and not a penny to organization. You know, I mean, not saying any harsh. Maybe they give a dollar to a push or something like that. But not any large, and we're talking about hundreds of millions, 50 million, 20 million, 30 million, to Jewish forces. That's the fourth thing. We always thought about a Jewish, everybody with a golden heart, silver heart, and a brass heart. What would you call this man? What if you want to say that something is not in money? One of the monetary divisions that we have, one of the monetary things we have, so we say if it's like a dud, you know, it's not real money, it's counterfeit or something like that. So we use a special term for it. That also, I don't know if it's this generation or four generations ago, but you say it's a lead nickel. You ever hear the term? Oh, I can't believe this. I'll have to go to school and learn what they're learning. A lead nickel. So he's a nickel part of the guy. So lead nickel, nickel means it's not worth a nickel. It's a counterfeit nickel. They used to put lead in. They used to have, today they don't put any silver anymore. But until about 1933, with the Depression, the dime was silver, the nickel was silver, you put in a silver dollar, everything was silver. See, so when a person wanted to get away with it, you used to put lead in much cheaper. That's the deal in Hebrew. So that you'll know, it's Zog, Kesev, Nechoshes, Bedil. So the Bedil harder, you would do it. Anyway, that's the fourth thing. This is just a short introduction. So we have this question. This fabulously wealthy man and his family, it's a family, and it's spread all over the world. And very notably in America, they live in New York and they live in five other cities. I don't want to mention, but then maybe we'll be able to look at this stuff. So I didn't know anything about these people. I heard vaguely about these people. And then, but today's very important, you know, today's a day of mourning, I'm sure. You all know that. Why is today a day of mourning? Because the hockey league not playing it. It's only the first time a major league in America has been suspended for a whole season. You don't feel it. So anyway, there was a town with a play in the hockey league, and they don't have any major league baseball, so that's why. So we had the greatest hockey player, Wayne Gretzky. Ever hear Wayne Gretzky? That's a good time. So Wayne Gretzky played in that town. And this town, I never knew had Jews in it. I discovered it has Jews in it. And this, one of the members of this side had apparently residence there, and he brought in a colo of 15 people. And then apparently he brought it in another city in California, two cities in California. A colo in his family. Couldn't believe it. And they're so fabulously wealthy. That kind of person, I don't want to get the most personal, their children are poor. And it's unbelievable. And they haven't been touched. One of the children, one of the girls, went to get a broyer. This is an issue. The wealth of the town, I'm not talking about millions, I'm talking about 50 million, 100 million. I'm not talking about some here. I'm talking about, you know, man, I'm really doing it. But you can't even, it's not worth looking at. But a guy's worth $10 billion or something. $15 billion or something. That's money. Okay. So Isaiah the Zecha Tzaku Gopha asked the question. We'll come back to the answer over here. In Parshas Bishalach, right after the Shira, Vayaseh Moshe Yisrael Yamsuf. And Moshe, and Rashi says, what is Vayaseh?
He siyum bal kocho. He forced them to leave the yamsu. Why did he force them to leave the yamsu? Because she mitzriim hayu ma'atrim as shuseihem. They used to adorn their steeds, their horses, with gold, silver, and agonim togos and everything. And these precious jewels and metals were being swept onto the shore. So they waited to pick up the metal. We know that Moshe was not busy in the Bizu Hayam, that we call that the Bizu Hayam, the spoils of the sea. Moshe was busy with the Yosef, with the Atzmos Yosef. But that's what they did. And therefore, asked a question. The Zohar says that he sealed that Moses had to drive them away. They didn't want to go because of the Shekhinah. The Shekhinah was so powerful at that moment, they didn't want to leave the Yosef. So the argument is mikotze mikotze. Here Rashi says that they were so greedy and so worldly and mundane that they wanted to get this right after this tremendous nest. They wanted to collect the gold and silver. And here the Zoya says the Zoya is a Tana, and the Zoya says that it was because of Shifa. And really, there's a question on Rashi. Masha Rosh or Shifa al Hayom lo ra Chesko ben Buzi. So that was the greatest moment of Ashras, and certainly of Hagoshas Hashchina in the history of the world. So Mazen says, really not a contradiction. There are two Nisyonis. There's the Nisyon Oni and the Nisyon Oshin. The Nisyon Oni is a very difficult thing. The guy's poor. He's got, you know, there used to be a time when the Depression was here, and before that, when the Jews first hit America and everybody worked 6 days a week, it was almost impossible to get a job, that you didn't have to work on Shabbos, and anybody did get a job and didn't work on Shabbos. The mysterious nefesh was tremendous and important problems with them. I remember I had a gabbai in my shul, and he was a gabbai who lived about 90 years of dying, and his wife was very sick. His wife died actually before he went to jail. And once he does it, his wife says, I want to acknowledge something. I have to tell you, I'm very sick now. And I have a wonderful husband, tremendous husband. She was in her 80s too at that time. And he was a little longer than that. And he says, I must tell you something. I want to tell you. She didn't use the term, but she was saying it's Chatoy Animaskar. You don't know that his name was Morris. Morris, we have three children. We had no milk in the house, nothing to eat. 3-4 days, we're coming the first of the month, and we have nothing to pay rent. And he refused to work at Shabbos. He got jobs in the garment center. He refused to work at Shabbos. So I told him, Morris, this is about 1910, as it was 1909. Morris, and I gave him 2 nickels. And he started to shake. I put it in his hand, was 2 nickels on Shabbos. Because he had a job, when he used to get a job, and it worked, and they used to tell you, if you don't come Shabbos to work, don't come in Monday. That was the, it's hard to imagine. If you don't come Shabbos, don't come in Monday. So he put the 2 nickels. I put the 2 nickels, she's telling me this. This is telling me 70 or 60 years later. She put the 2 nickels in his hand. His hand started to shake, Rabbi. I said, Morris, if you don't go to work today, if you don't come back, you don't bring back a check, I don't want to ever see you again. And I'll never let you see my children. I wasn't going to live with a crazy man. He wasn't going to break the Shabbos, and his children were going to die. We're not going to pay rent when you're thrown out in the street. That's the question. So she said, you know what he did, Morris? He went. And apparently he went to the turnstile in the subway, you know, and he had to put the nickel into the turnstile. His hand was like paralyzed, and he dropped the 2 nickels, and he ran away, and he went to shul, and I didn't see him the whole day. And after Shabbos was over, he came back. You may believe he came back from downtown. He didn't say that he didn't go to business. The shame of his face, his wife was thrown out. He went to tell him. His wife said, where's the check? They used to give the check on Saturday. That's another way to get the Jew to come. he had to come out to get his check. So he said, well, they can give it to you Monday. They're giving everybody Monday the check. They're not giving you Shabbos. And then he went Monday and they fired him. He didn't know how to come back. They gave him a little check for the first day, and then he just gave him a check and said, never, we don't need, I don't want to use the line. Take your, get the heck out of here, and that's it. Never show. That was a kind of brutality of language and of approach. She says he fought me on this issue. And she says now, she knows she's going to pretty soon meet a baker. She said, I'm so grateful that he showed that great strength. That was the Nisoyan Ha'oni. As great as that Nisoyan Ha'oni was, the Nisoyan Ha'osher was much harder. When people became rich, Yishman Yishurin Yivat. Kochi Ga'otsim, Otsim Yodi, Asu Asachoyel Hazeh. If you had 100 poor men and they were faced with Machal Shabbos, 95 would be Machal Shabbos. And that's a hyper, maybe 96. But four wouldn't. If you had 100 men who became millionaires, it'd be 99 of Machal Shabbos. And maybe one. The Nisayon Ha'oshir proved to be much more difficult than the Nisayon Ha'oni. So the Zayde reconciles Rashi says. It's true what Rashi says. She itu as you say it by one toast. And they saw it and they were collecting this money and everything. But that's because that was the highest they saw it. And nonetheless, because that was they had all that wealth and they still remained as true and their Amunah which only could be seen within their soul. And only after his barber couldn't see was the greatest of them. So they passed in the Soyan Hosha. So now Ata the Tzavah. He says it's happening that we have the Nisayan Ha'oni. This is a very difficult Nisayan. So I would say that the other, I'm going to go through all the other fruits. It says that why are we like a Nala? Because if that's the Nisayan Ha'oni, that we have to be persecuted, maybe the overwhelming majority have to be persecuted. And out of that only we come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did us a favor. He gave us the Nisayan Ha'isher. I'm not too sure we'd be asked that Shuva. And he won't leave and he heard the Anocha of Am Yisrael. He meant to Hashem, we should see the Gula Shlevet made with the wind.